Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
So, over the weekend, Kanye West held his big listening party for his brand new album, Donda, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And lots of people started talking about it immediately. What he was wearing, it was weird. Of course it was.
Is he wearing
It was like pantyhose over his head.
Pantyhose over his head?
So that you couldn't see his face.
Why? Because Kanye.
You're not allowed to ask why anymore.
Okay.
Also, the big thing that everybody was talking about was the fact that Kanye West was charging people like $50 for chicken tenders at this.
Kanye West was?
$35 for a hot dog. Turns out that that was not actually true.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, when you charge suckers at your concerts $100 for a t-shirt, which he has in the past, charging people $50 for chicken tenders it's not unplausible.
It's more just what seems strange is the idea that he would be getting a cut of the food.
Right. Well, lots of people do that.
The food?
Oh, yeah. Lots of people do that. You can work that out into a contract. Who knows? But yeah, there was pictures circulating that you could get like a bag of popcorn for $35 and stuff like that. This is real, though. This is true.
Okay. So all that was untrue.
I mean, it was... It wasn't Kanye doing it.
It wasn't Kanye doing it. Got it. Okay.
So, he's having a listening party.
Which by itself is
super
very
weird.
Strange. We're all just going to get into a room together and we're going to pay money to listen to it.
Yeah, he's not performing.
Right.
He's just pushing play on something.
Oh.
Okay.
And is that him? I don't know. He looks like he's going to rob us.
He covered his face.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the listening party starts. Everybody's, I guess, enjoying the album. Donda. And then he plays a couple songs and then interrupts everybody and he goes, this seems like a pretty good time to tell everybody that the album's not done.
What?
Okay.
What?
The album's not done. He had this huge listening party, not done.
And only played a couple songs.
Yeah.
And then went, oopsie daisy.
Right, not done. And then it gets weirder, which, by the way, that on its face is hilariously weird. Like, oh, Kanye, we didn't know that you were a high schooler that realized your biology project was due today. Like his head sprung up off the pillow that morning of the listening party and went, oh, no.
Yeah, these sugar cubes, it's supposed to be a fort.
yeah.
It's only half done. My...
Forgot to tell everybody, it's an EP.
Right.
So he now has to finish this album. Okay, pressure's on. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Well, don't worry. He works well under pressure, maybe. Who knows? And, I'm sure he's going to do something logical. No, of course he didn't. He has taken himself, his team working on the album, and I'm sure a bunch of friends. And they have moved into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They live there now. They are all living there now. Sleeping quarters. He even hired a chef to come in and make them all food in the kitchen. And that's where they live.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah. Don't ask why.
No. Well, so are all the people still at the stadium waiting for it to be done?
No, they all went home.
They went home. Yeah. Okay. So, but he didn't go home.
No, he did not.
Did he create the beginning of the album there?
I don't believe he did. Okay. I believe he created the beginning of the album either in L.A. or the
Wyoming.
The makeshift studio he built in Wyoming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next question.
Yes.
Well, okay. I can't ask why. I'm not allowed to ask why. Here's what it seems like.
Okay,
it seems like Kanye got himself to Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta and then can't make his way home.
Forgot how to get out.
And so, much like we've all fantasized about accidentally being locked overnight in a mall.
Right.
Okay? He's like, well, I'm just going to make the best of this.
Or doesn't want to admit it.
Doesn't want to admit what?
Like, how do I get out of here?
Like, if I don't leave... I thought you meant doesn't want to admit that he, like, didn't finish the album. Like, as long as I don't leave this space...
No.
No one will notice that the album wasn't done.
The only reason why I know for a fact that that is not true is because he was... and again, he can always find a way to make it weirder.
Okay.
He was spotted outside of the stadium... when he and a bunch of friends decided to go to Atlanta Unified's soccer team, go to one of their games.
Big soccer fan.
That's not weird. What's weird is he was still wearing the pantyhose on
his
head.
No, he wasn't.
He was.
Are you sure?
I'm so sure. So...
At what point is this our fault? At what point is it up to us... to stop investing in this crazy.
I don't know.
We know he's unwell. He had his first breakdown in Sacramento.
That's true.
We broke him. He was fine till he got here.
Here's what I don't get. Here's what I really don't understand. And maybe we should call Kevin in here because I think he's one of the people that I'm trying to understand. Before we started talking, we played Gold Digger.
Right.
Arguably. Great Kanye West song.
Absolutely.
If not his best song. That came out like 15 years ago.
Right.
Has he made good music since then?
Well, now he makes church music. Is that still happening?
I don't know what he does now. That? I thought he made shoes.
I thought he made pantyhose.
Kevin, get in here. Real fast, okay? Does he make music that people actually like and listen to?
Honestly, I'm a big, huge Kanye fan, but lately his music doesn't really turn for me.
And when you say lately, you mean the last decade, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He's gone this spiritual route where it's not going the way I want it.
So who's buying albums? Who's going to listening parties?
You know what it is? It's almost like Kanye's an art installation at this point.
Oh. I think he thinks he is.
And showing up... It's like going to see the Van Gogh exhibit in San Francisco.
Okay.
Like, there's no more new Van Goghs.
Right.
You know, but you still want to look at them.
That's a great analogy.
Thank you.
And everybody's just waiting for their Instagrammable moment.
The Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.